I deserve a new Kia. I'm going to Sunset Kia of Venice on the 41 bypass, where they respect my awesomeness. Visit sunsetkiaofvenice.com. Yeah, Sunset Kia of Venice. Awesome, like you.
WCCA News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Conditions with your host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. This is a live call-in talk show, and you are welcome to join the conversation at any time. Please jot these numbers down or commit them to memory so you can join us in conversation. 206-1580 in Southwest Florida, that's 941-206-1580, or anywhere else, 887-441-1580. I have to remember way too many phone numbers sometimes to get them all correct, and I apologize for that. Let's welcome the host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Hi. Good morning.
And I'm also still getting over bronchitis, so it's been a long week for me.
I know. I'm still getting over my cold, a little bit of bronchitis, and it's going around. And anyways, I want to say hello to everyone today. And welcome again, and I'm so glad everyone is tuning in to the Slippery Slope of Lipids. I went to a Chamber of Commerce event yesterday at Southwest Florida Regional Imaging Center, mm-hmm. and I told one of the participants, and he says, I like that name. I like that name. So I said, I also talk about other medical issues,
that's
I
right.
told him. So I want to congratulate everyone today on Father's Day coming up on Sunday. So if you are a father, don't forget, get yourself checked out. Know your numbers.
We guys are typically, stereotypically, and justifiably so, bad about that. Very bad.
Well, if you're a father, or even if you're not a father, you need to know, what is your cholesterol? What is your blood sugars? What is your waist size, your blood pressure? And if you're a smoker, please, please quit. That would make such a difference mm-hmm. in your health.
And that's nothing that you have to do by yourself, by the way. You can go to, for example, Dr. Triana's got a number of ways she could help you with that habit.
Right. I have, in my prevention center, we help people with smoking. We help people to be healthier. And people come in and I say, how do you feel? And they say to me, I feel great. Why am I here to see the doctor? Well, the whole thing is I need to see the patient and get all the information because I am trying to prevent an event mm-hmm. such as the number one killer of men and women, which is heart attack and stroke. So if I can help that, and it's interesting because people say, oh, I feel good. I don't have any pains. Most vascular disease, you don't feel anything until you lose your leg, until you have the heart attack, mm-hmm. until you have the stroke. The plaque is building up in your artery, which leads me to a very interesting article. The article was, should anyone not take a statin?
Oh, okay. This is, you know, we did several shows about statins, real in-depth, not too long ago. I just want to remind everybody, as long as the subject has come up again, if you missed any of that or you want any background on statins, then all you have to do is go to Dr. Triana's website. All of the previous shows are there to listen to.
Right.
And they're labeled as statin and so forth. And that's TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
That's right. Correct. And so the question, now let me tell you, this was in The Lancet, which is a very famous medical journal, mm-hmm. and it was called The Cholesterol Treatment Trialists Collaborators. Okay. They did a meta-analysis, which means they grouped together information from many different studies, mm-hmm. and they found that even people with a low risk of a major vascular event benefit from being on a statin.
Let's say that again, because that deserves emphasis and complete understanding.
Okay. People, even who are at low risk for a vascular event, mm-hmm. benefit by being on a statin, which meant that they're trying to evaluate. There are guidelines put out by the National Cholesterol Education Project on guidelines on And remember, these are like blanket statements.
Mm-hmm.
These are generalizations. When we talk about patients at the Triana Prevention Center, we look at these guidelines, but we look at the individual person. Each one of us we are all individual. And I truly believe in personalized medicine. We're not here, you know, we're not all fit under a bell curve,
mm-hmm.
that we all fit under that. So the important thing is this, is that even people who had low risk for vascular disease benefit by every 40 milligrams per deciliter that they lowered their LDL, they decreased that risk by 20%.
Hmm.
You know, that's really great.
Okay. That is a substantial amount. Yes.
That's a substantial amount. The outcome of this meta-analysis is we need to be looking at people who even do not have all the major risk factors for heart disease. Even people who have less of a 5-year risk of 10% for a major vascular event.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very important. Again, how do I feel? Patients will tell me, I feel fine. I don't have any pain. Why do I need to take any medications? Why do I even need to know what my cholesterol is?
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot always judge a book by its cover.
Well, you can't wait until you start feeling something. And in some cases, you never feel anything before you seek some kind of... It's sort of like the analogy I always like is comparing to your car. You can't wait till the engine's knocking before you decide to have it looked at. You have it looked at beforehand.
You
it's too late.
Preventive maintenance.
Absolutely.
The same thing with your body. You need to know, do you have a buildup of plaque in your arteries? We do a test at Triana Prevention Center called carotid intimal thickening. We look at the lining of the carotid artery inside the walls of the artery to see, is plaque building up? Are you at risk because your toes are turning blue and you have peripheral arterial disease?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have severe pains in your legs when you walk a block? That's an indication of what we've discussed before, PAD.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get short of breath when you walk? All these questions are very important. Do you get chest pains? Did your mother, your father, have heart disease? Now, Father's Day is this Sunday, and my father passed away on May the 13th over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I had said before, one of the reasons I have a passion is because my dad died of congestive heart failure. And that's a debilitating disease. I saw him sick for a long time. I don't want to see anyone go through that.
Certainly.
My dad was an incredible person. And he was very smart, hardworking. He came from Cuba when he was young, worked his whole life. And my mother is also a hard worker, and she also has vascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I am trying to prevent this in my own brothers and sisters, in myself, and in my patients. Because my patients, I love my patients, and I don't want to see what happened to my father. There's things we can do to prevent.
As long as you brought up your mother, by the way, she will definitely get on me if I don't give the phone numbers out frequently.
Oh,
so
yes.
Let's please do that again. For anybody who wants to join us in conversation, Mom is very good about this. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And she's a lovely lady. I kid, of course.
Thank you. So, again, I will say, should anyone not take a statin, you need to be assessed to see what your risks are and make a plan. You know, a lot of times patients don't want to know. They don't want to know what their numbers are. They want to just live with whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
But each of us have a brother, a sister, a family, a child. And, you know, we want to be around to enjoy life.
And they want you around, too.
Yes.
They count on you being around.
More good years.
I spoke to a woman the other day whose husband passed away unexpectedly 2 years ago, and her family was still having the emotional and financial fallout from that affect their lives. If he could have in any way prevented that, what a difference it would have made in that family's life.
we're all going to pass, but we want to have as many good years as possible. Sure. We want to be able to be there to enjoy. Life is incredible. It's a gift. Life is a gift. So the going back to how do you feel, we have been discussing menopause because we had this incredible guest, Dr. Marina Johnson, who next Friday we're going to, because I have a lot of patients and a lot of people. You know, I went to the Chamber of Commerce. Everybody I tell, I have a radio program at Fridays at 11 o'clock. Listen, participate. I'm telling everyone, I'm spreading the word because I want to teach. I want to spread the word to other patients. I want to spread the knowledge to other people in the audience that more can be done. Either you can come see me as a family physician and a lipidologist, or you can bring up this conversation with your doctor. So, again, as I've said, knowledge is power. If you go to my website, you can hear the older shows. You can get more information. You can call my office. But know what's happening. So the how you feel also goes into the menopause. Next Friday, we're going to have Dr. Johnson's program replayed.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be at a medical conference, so I feel that this is going to be fantastic. She is also going to be a guest again.
She's coming back for
She's
going to
come back
visit.
For another visit.
All right, good.
But we're going to replay the first visit this Friday.
She was extremely informative. If you missed that, please, please check that out.
And one of the important things that she talks about is women in menopause who will go to a doctor and no one ever checks their estradiol levels, their hormone levels. She feels, and it is important to check the hormone, the estradiol, the testosterone, and she also treats men, check their level to see where they are at.
Now, is that something that physicians aren't doing on a routine basis?
Many physicians don't, and it is important because if you're going to treat somebody, you want to know what their level is. So one of the ways to treat women, and yet, and I ran into a woman, to a lot of women at this event, and I said, I also treat women who are in menopause. And women will say, oh, I don't have any problems. I don't feel anything. I never have a hot flash, hot flashes. But there's more than just a hot flash. There is, we spoke last time about this window of opportunity, the first 10 years.
Right after menopause.
To treat, to give, to help women, to treat them with hormones, with estrogen. You have that short window of opportunity. Now, so it's not just the hot flashes. We're trying to prevent, and remember we talked about the Women's Health Initiative study. In the first 10 years, there was a decrease of vascular, cardiovascular events in women, and also the impact on the bones by treating with estrogen. Now, she checks the estrogen level, which we also do that at the Triana Prevention Center, and the free testosterone level. So it's important to know when you treat, how are you doing, not just by your symptoms, but by your levels. Because if you treat with a patch or any topical, everybody absorbs the estrogen differently.
Which is, that's the preferred method nowadays, is the absorption
topical,
through the skin, topical.
And she feels that not the compounding creams, but the actual measured out pharmaceutical topical, like the patch, that she has on her website too, the list of the different brands, and it's in her book. And she, and the blood levels of hormones are much more precise. There is another way to check hormones called a salivary hormone test.
Salivary.
Where they take your saliva and check hormones in your saliva.
Interesting.
But it's not as accurate as doing blood levels. So to check the estradiol level, testosterone level, it's very important in women, and in men, we're going to, which by the way, all the men, I know I've been focusing on menopause, we're going to start focusing on the prostate.
I'm going to turn the tables, so to speak.
There's a lot of controversy now about the PSA test, prostate cancer. We're going to talk about having sex after prostate cancer and what you can do, and also talk about men's health and their issues. So I don't want you to think that we're not going to focus on men.
No,
we will.
Going to happen.
It's going to happen. So, and that also is with the hormone levels. Men can have a low testosterone level, and that can also affect their health.
Okay.
And we'll discuss that.
I've even heard of a phenomenon. I don't know whether this is just anecdotal or there's some scientific backing. I'm sure you'll cover it when the time is appropriate. But like women have menopause, there's something that some men are having called manopause, where midlife hormonal changes.
There is a change.
Okay.
Now, we know estrogen, as I call it, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Hormone treatment is not a blanket statement. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You have to individualize, because we know that estrogen can be protective, mm-hmm. but it also can be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know this? Because your body produces estrogen, endogenous estrogen, in different organs.
Endogenous, what is that?
Endogenous means inside, your own body produces.
Okay.
Exogenous is I give it to you.
Coming from the outside.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that women who are overweight, your fat cells produce estrogen.
They do?
Yes. Fat cells are very metabolically active. Remember when we talked about the metabolic system, the metabolic syndrome, how the fat cells produce what are called adipokines? Mm-hmm. These are chemicals that fight our insulin and predisposes us to become diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
The belly fat does count. So women who have been overweight or started an early period, their body is exposed to endogenous estrogen for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They have a higher risk of developing breast cancer. And also women with their BMI greater than 35, which is considered obese, have a 20-fold increase in endometrial cancer, which is the lining of the uterus, which is why when we put women on hormone therapy who have a uterus, we have to put it with progesterone to protect them from having endometrial cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We do an ultrasound to see if the lining of the uterus is built up, and we also encourage them to lose weight, and they have what's called a cyclic withdrawal bleeding. They'll have a little spotting. Like, it's not a period, but a cyclic.
Mm-hmm.
So these fat cells in your body are very, very important.
I just want to make sure I understand this as a guy, and I think this is important for everybody to understand. Are you saying that the fat cells, in addition to being more difficult on the circulatory system, upping your chances of diabetes and heart disease, or they actually produce estrogen, which can eventually lead to some kinds of cancer?
Yes. The fat cells produce and testosterone, too.
Mm, how about
they can
that?
Affect this whole metabolic system.
Never heard that until this program.
The other thing is that there is a sex hormone binding globulin, and women who are overweight do not, and we're talking about do not have enough of this in their body. So that's the what binds to the hormones. So if the hormone's floating out there freely, not binding to the globulin, it has more of a chance to affect other tissues.
Mm.
So, you know, being overweight has other issues, as we've been talking about. Not just it affects us in becoming diabetic. It is a metabolically active tissue. It is not just hanging out there doing nothing.
I'm afraid that's the way I've always thought of it. It's unpleasant, it's unattractive, but it's just there, and that's wrong.
It's wrong. It's doing something. So by measuring levels in women who are in their menopause, the goal is to try to give the least amount to keep it in the lower end. You're never going to be back like when you were 20. Mm-hmm. But in the lower end, to try to give a physiological level at the lower end. When we give a treatment, we try to give the least amount of treatment that does the most good. So with, you know, if your blood pressure, for example, is doing good on a medicine and you're holding your own and you're doing good and all of a sudden you lose 50 pounds, we could cut back on the medicine because your blood pressure is doing better. You use the least amount of medication to achieve the job. Now, and this is very important that Dr. Marina Johnson talks about. She checks the level and by having also topical estrogen, you can have more of a steady state, what we call level of the hormone in your body. When you take medicine by mouth, for example, the estrogen, it is metabolized by your liver. Remember she spoke about your liver, when it metabolizes estrogen, it can produce other products that can affect us adversely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you take an oral estrogen, it peaks in 4 to 5 hours. There's none left after 8 to 10 in your body. So whatever benefit you're looking for is not there. By doing topical treatment, you have more of a steady state. Now, you also individualize. The thinner women may need more estrogen. The woman who is overweight, who already is producing estrogen, will not need so much therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So you check the level. Also, women who are very physically active, sweat a lot, and if they have a topical estrogen, they may not be absorbing it. You need to check the level.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I can see that.
And if you're a woman, and you know, men also now, and we're going to talk about testosterone treatment, if you wear a patch and you sit in a hot bathtub, that's going to leach out that patch. Now, they haven't found that problem with showers as much, but if you're soaking in a hot bathtub and you're wearing a medicine patch, any medicine, the tendency is it may leach out or leak out.
Anybody ever heard this before? This is so interesting. Never heard that before.
So when we talk, you know, for men, for testosterone, there's gels, there's treatment. So we need to let people know. And again, I'm trying to bring out information that maybe someone out there goes, oh, I didn't think about that, or I'm going to ask my doctor about that, or, you know, this is important for my life. Maybe I need to make an appointment with Dr. Triana.
Which is a bad idea.
It is, or anybody who's listening outside of the area. As a lipidologist, we are less than 1,000 doctors. It's in a growing field of prevention of heart attack and stroke. Dr. Johnson is preventing also the degeneration, the what happens when women go through menopause. So she has a prevention center in Texas. So all these things are important, and I want everyone to know that there is someone out there who can help you. And these are questions that you may not have thought of, but it's there. Or maybe you're saying, you know, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to talk to my doctor about having a hard time having an erection, or maybe as a woman, they're having a hard time because they're having terrible hot flashes. Mm-hmm. They can't sleep at night. They're not resting, or they are having difficulty having sex because of their lining of their vagina is so dry. So these are all things. Or maybe the patient is saying, you know what? Somebody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring it up with my doctor. Let's be proactive. We are given one human body. It is the gift of life. We are here, all of us. I am here as a doctor to help patients, to have more good years, to be more comfortable, to enjoy it.
In case you can't longer. Tell, by the way, Dr. Triana has an absolutely delightful, as they used to say, bedside manner, in the sense that you're very easy to talk to. You're very knowledgeable, and you'll take the time. And she is accepting new patients, and we'll give you the information at the close of the program. Only about 2 minutes left if anybody would like to sneak a call in quickly at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580.
You know, I spend a lot of time preparing for these programs, mm-hmm. and it is, to me, such a pleasure when I hear patients and other people, oh, I love your program.
Mm-hmm.
And even when Dr. Johnson was on it, she was fantastic. And a lot of patients go, I don't want to call in. I want to hear everything.
You can often tell some of the best radio talk shows, especially medical ones, the most interesting ones are where people don't pick up the phone and call in because they're hanging on every word that you're saying.
Yes.
And I think that's the case. I know I always do. In these sessions, Dr. Triana is extremely knowledgeable. Her website is just chock full of information, and you can get on the newsletter mailing list.
Yes, we have a newsletter. We have all the old shows are archived. We have the latest. For example, whenever the flu shots are in, we mm-hmm. tell everyone. We also talk about each. For example, when Jennifer was on the show,
yes.
Stroke Month.
That's right.
Get your colonoscopy. You know, these are things that are important for your health. So we do periodic emailing.
Mm-hmm.
We have the radio program. I also will give talks out in the community, and I've also offered that. I did that to the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had patients who are in the Kiwanis, and they said they would like to ask me and put me on their agenda.
That would be
to
great.
Speak. And, I do this. I don't charge for speaking. I mean, obviously, you can tell I like to talk. So I just want to. To me, it's such a pleasure when someone comes up and asks me a question, like after a talk, or they'll come in and, I never thought about that. And mm-hmm. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Let me just remind everybody that the website is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's all one word. And Triana is TRIANA. Now, you can also link from our website, WCCFAM.com. And then what's your phone number, your office number for more information?
941-625-1990. Stay healthy, and don't forget, next week Dr. Johnson's show will be playing, as she was my guest, and she's from Texas.